Welcome back to another in our series of Shadow Hills podcasts. I'm Bob Furring. And in looking at the downloads that we've had, I've noticed that the most popular subject matter that we've had is golf and golf-related topics. And so who better to have on our next podcast than the head pro here at Shadow Hills, Dan Bogoslaw. Dan, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
So tell us, I'd like to know your journey. Every golfer, golf pro that I know, at one point was a really good junior player, and then somehow along the way got transitioned. So tell us your story.
Sure. Well, mine's a little bit different than that. I kind of started out playing mostly baseball, football, basketball. Didn't really start playing golf until right before high school. But started playing on the high school team, won my first match, and kind of fell in love with the game from there, and started focusing on golf full-time, and didn't really play as many other sports after that. So it was great. Allowed me to go to Ferris State University, which is in Michigan. They have a professional golf management program there.
They have a golf team also?
They do have a golf team. I did not play in the team. They've got thousands of kids trying out for a few spots, so... So I didn't play in the team there, but you play a lot of tournaments and a lot of matches going through the program there. But you end up doing 5 semesters of internships at different courses, and there their program's a little bit different. You actually get a marketing degree as opposed to sports and leisure and other sorts of degrees at some of their PGM programs. So that's kind of what led me out here. My last internship I did at Desert Willow Golf Resort back in 1998. That's when I first came out to the Valley. Loved it out here. Just fell in love with the area. First time I'd ever been west of Michigan, so that was kind of nice.
Especially in February.
exactly. So I ended up staying out at Desert Willow for about 6 years after graduating from college, and their management company, Kemper Sports, actually then sent me to Connecticut to open up a new course there called Gillette Ridge, just outside of Hartford, in the Cigna Insurance campus there. So a great experience. First head pro job, so that was a lot of fun. But then got sick of the cold weather again, so decided to come back to the desert. And in 2004, came back, went over to the club at Morningside, was the head pro there for 6 years. Great experience, met a lot of great people. After that, actually went to work for a couple years for Dick's Sporting Goods, running their golf department. And once they... decided they didn't want to have any PGA pros at their stores anymore, I ended up actually coming over here about 2 years ago. I knew Tony from previous interactions, throughout the Valley here, and been here 2 years, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the jobs that you had at Desert Willow right out of college?
A little bit of everything, working behind the counter, giving lessons, started doing the merchandising there, which was a lot of fun. Learned a lot about that, did all the schedules, ran the men's and ladies clubs, so pretty much a little bit of everything over there, and kind of set me up for my future.
Mm-hmm. And what are the differences between being the head pro at a private club versus what is essentially a public course?
Sure. I mean, it's still a people business, obviously. You still are taking care of the customers. I would say private club is... maybe a little bit more emphasize heavily on service. Bottom line is still important, but probably service is put ahead of the bottom line. Public facility, obviously, bottom line is important. You still have to take care of people, but the bottom line might be a little bit more, more important sometimes. So, but still a lot of the same duties. I mean, it's still a people business. You take care of people and they'll come back. So that's what you're looking for.
I happen to know somebody who works at a public course in L.A., and when the head pro job came up at my club, I asked her about it, and she said, no way did she want to go to work for a private club.
Yeah.
She much preferred the public.
It can be a little tough sometimes, but I enjoyed it. It's a little more, a little more, you build up relationships with people. The private club, you have a little more time to interact with them. Obviously, a busier public course, you don't quite have as much time to, interact with people and learn as much about them. But But I enjoy both. But I wouldn't say I wouldn't go back to a private club or vice versa. So I kind of enjoy both.
Okay. And what's the job description of the head pro?
I mean, every place is a little bit different. You know, here, I basically do the merchandising, oversee the staff, schedules, just day-to-day operations, oversee all the tournaments. So pretty much everything golf-related, you know, you kind of oversee... See everything from A to Z.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like you don't give lessons or anything like that.
I do. Yep, sure. Oh, sure. You do? That's part of it. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Everything from the tournaments to lessons to teaching to staffing to pretty much everything that happens on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. And how many years have you been here?
Here at Chattel Hills, 2 years. I started just basically as an assistant doing the merchandising. And then once James retired at beginning of this season, then I took over as the head pro here back in end of October.
I see. So you're in a good position to see firsthand the changes that are going on at the South Course.
Sure.
How are things proceeding from your perspective?
Pretty well so far. Leonard's out there. Leonard's the superintendent. He's out there every day with the crew, you know, working on the golf course, doing a lot of work out there, especially on the back nine, trying to get the fairways, switched over a little bit, getting some more soil and sand down into a lot of clay, a lot of hard-packed area down there. So he's using the Quake machine, doing a lot of airfying, you know, just trying to make the fairways, a little bit better, a little bit more stronger, you know, and should be in great shape by the end of the summer.
So it's people don't have to wait until the opening of the season changes.
No, I mean, I've driven out there just even the last, little while on 12 and 15. You can see some definite improvements. So the weather's going to be warm. You're going to have, spots that are going to pop up here and there. But generally, the Bermuda loves the heat. So I think the work he's doing and, the warm weather is really going to be nice.
Okay. So are there any things that people don't know about golf here that you think they should be more aware of?
That's a good question. I mean, it's a pretty active place as it is. Obviously, we've got a ladies' 9-hole group, a men's 18-hole group, a ladies' 18-hole group, a active couples group. So not as many people around in the summer, but there's still the men's club stays pretty active all summer long. The Niners are still, Lady Niners are still playing. A few of the Lady 18-holers are still playing. So, activity level drops off a little bit in the summer, but if people are around, there's still plenty of groups to play with and a lot of activities to still get involved with.
Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking about the play on the North Course versus the South Course.
Sure. It's probably 2-1 on the South Course to the North, as far as total rounds. But the North Course is an underrated secret in my mind.
Oh, I mean, think so.
I think it's fantastic.
Hardest
I think it's,
par three I've ever
seen. Oh, it's the best par three I've ever seen by a mile. And it's a little hidden gem out here in the desert. I mean, if people don't know about it, they need to get out here and play because it's fantastic. The men's club played out there yesterday, finally, and they had a lot of great comments. So hopefully that's something they can maybe mix in a little more often.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for coming in.
Sure.
I appreciate your taking the time. And this is a very strong golf-oriented community, and I'm sure the listeners will appreciate having gotten to know you a little bit better.
All right, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And so until next time, thank you for tuning in.